Child Evangelism Fellowship is committed to evangelizing boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and establishing them in the Word of God and in a local church for Christian living. CEF has had a child protection policy in place for many years, recognizing our responsibility to protect children who participate in our ministries. Child abuse and accusations of child abuse are occurring more frequently. Our child protection policy is necessary. When parents entrust their children to CEF, it is imperative that there are procedures in place to provide peace of mind to parents, children, and workers. The purpose of this policy is to protect children who attend any CEF ministry function from the possibility of abuse and to assist a child who is being abused to find help. This policy is also designed to protect CEF workers and CEF as an organization from false accusations. Children's ministries are a target for predators and child abusers because there is first a trusting environment. We want to think the best of people, and molesters often appear to be nice, respectable people. Second, access to children. It is a fact that those who would hurt children will seek affiliation with ministries to gain access to children. Bank robber Willie Sutton, when asked why he robbed banks, replied, "That's where the money is." Likewise, molesters target children's ministries because that's where children are. Third, children's ministries are a target for predators because there is a great need for willing workers. Molesters often look like the ideal children's workers. Finally, there is a perception that screening is too burdensome. In reality, screening is essential because society expects ministries to provide a risk-free environment for children. Also, board and committee members can be held liable if gross negligence is found. We all have a moral and legal responsibility to provide a safe environment. We cannot be satisfied until we have done all we can to protect children from being harmed. We must also do all we can to protect our volunteers and paid staff from false accusations. First, you must know how to identify a molester. Yet there's no stereotype for a molester. There is no single profile. You cannot identify who will molest children based on age, education, occupation, or religious involvement. While they are usually male, they can also be female. Since there is no common profile, you need to observe behavior patterns. First, there are predatory molesters, those who target and seek victims. There are also preferential molesters, those who prefer a particular age group. They target specific victims, often needy or troubled children. Any of these molesters can have hundreds of victims. The following patterns apply to both predatory and preferential molesters. They spend an excessive amount of time with children. They isolate children from observation or supervision. They take special personal interest in needy or troubled children. They are skilled at gaining the trust of the child, the parent, and the community. In addition, they move frequently to avoid being caught. There are also situational molesters. They do not necessarily have a predisposition, but take advantage of opportunities for sexual encounters, especially with troubled children. We must also protect children from other children who are situational molesters. An alarming percentage of abuse incidents involve older children victimizing younger children. We must monitor relationships carefully, especially in isolated situations such as camps, hotels, and cars. We must be alert for red flags, which are indications of potentially dangerous situations. Now let's review the child protection policy. These are the basic steps necessary to protect children from abuse and our workers from false accusations. Number one, volunteers who come in contact with minors, as well as paid staff and board and committee members, must be screened by interview prior to serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Number two, all workers, paid and volunteer, must be trained in the child protection policy by hearing or viewing a USA Ministries Protecting Today's Child presentation. Number three, all workers, paid and volunteer, must read, understand, and sign a statement agreeing to follow the policies and procedures concerning child protection and reporting as prescribed by USA Ministries. Number four, children must not be left unsupervised while in our care. Number five, two CEF workers, paid or volunteer, must be present at any CEF activity or ministry setting where children are present. Number six, even when ministry to children is not taking place, an additional adult or minor must be present when two workers are together and one is a minor, unless the minor's parent has signed a waiver. Number seven, all rooms used by adults and minors together must be accessible. That means no locked doors and with open visibility where there is a window in the door or the door is left wide open. Number eight, supervisory personnel must make random visits of CEF-sponsored activities. Number nine, overnight activities sponsored by CEF involving minors must be approved by the local or state director and the local committee or state board. Finally, all suspicious or inappropriate behavior between a CEF worker, paid or volunteer, and a minor must be reported to supervisory staff and investigated immediately. Being aware of the risks and taking the steps outlined in the child protection policy enables us to effectively fulfill our responsibility to protect both children and workers. When anyone who is employed by Child Evangelism Fellowship has a reasonable suspicion that a minor is being abused by a CEF employee or volunteer, or is himself accused, or someone whose action would reflect on CEF is accused, the following action must be taken. Call USA Ministries at 636-456-4321, extension 5510, as soon as possible and within 24 hours. Notify your next higher office that this step has been taken. Any person suspected of child abuse will, upon request, voluntarily relinquish or be removed from duties which involve direct contact with minors until the matter is completely resolved. USA Ministries will give counsel regarding the future ministry of the accused staff member or volunteer. Be aware of this warning. Failure to follow reporting procedures of USA Ministries may result in termination of all CEF workers responsible in this reporting process. Reading the child protection policy in its entirety is required for every volunteer and staff. You can read the policy at cefonline.com/policy. Thank you for your willingness to reach the boys and girls with the good news of Jesus Christ, and thank you for doing your part to keep children in CEF ministry safe from harm. God bless you as you serve Him.